Welcome back, and joining me now with a closer look at the day's markets moving activity is Kwame Antwi from KOA Capital. Thanks so much, Kwame, for your time this evening. So let's get straight to it, because markets are firmer today, and this despite the fact that we've heard that the US Fed might taper its asset purchase program sooner rather than later. The expectation is that this may start as soon as mid-November, and yet markets are moving higher. So let's talk through what's been supportive today.
Good evening, Alicia, and good evening to your listeners. You're correct. Markets are actually quite positive on the day, and despite the fact that there's still lingering inflation concerns. But I think in the short term, what we think is probably driving markets is the earnings season that we're in. And so far, the results that we've seen have beaten expectations. And I think what market participants are weighing in is that although inflation expectations have increased quite substantially, and in fact, we've seen a significant increase in inflation, most of these have been driven by supply chain bottlenecks and not necessarily constraints across the board. And so they're probably working on the expectation that as these supply chain constraints have been, eased over time, we're likely to see an easing of the inflationary pressure, and that may likely continue to support earnings into the next reporting cycle.
That on the global scene, let's bring it back home for a minute here, and home in specifically on the rand. I mean, how are you reconciling the rand strength we've seen sitting at, that 1474 mark thereabouts?
Yeah, so the rand's actually been quite strong, and crucially, it's below that 15 rand to a dollar mark. I think that's largely driven by the fact that we've seen an increased risk appetite on global markets, and that's normally been the sort of the pattern that the rand has followed in recent times, and that when we see increased expectation in terms of economic activity or stronger markets or improved risk sentiment, the rand strengthens, and then vice versa happens when the mood changes.
We've had some company news filtered through amidst it all. Let's take a look very quickly at Long for Life. I'm going to be really analyzing those numbers a little later on in the show, Kwame. But overall, your impressions, because beyond, the earnings release, we had a whole lot of other statements accompanying it.
Yeah, so let's maybe just look at the numbers, just a high-level quick overview of the numbers. So, the revenue numbers were flat on 2019 levels, significantly higher, 30% higher on 2020. But remember, 2020 had the hard lockdown. So, and given that most of Long for Life's businesses were sort of discretionary, they really didn't trade. And so that is not really a comparable base. So I think the base to look at is 2019. And their revenue was flat, which is considerably impressive if one considers that we're still in a very difficult economic backdrop. We saw a 6% increase in trading profits. And so overall, a much better performance given the difficult environment that they face. And then we had the announcement that suggested that, a company reported to the market that they had received an unsolicited offer to buy the company in its entirety, and the board is considering that. Now, having covered Bidvest in my previous life for many years, I remember the Brian Joffe's companies and unsolicited offers. I know the market was quite excited about it, and specifically in Long for Life's case, that the business has not necessarily acquired as many assets as they had initially hoped. And I guess most market participants would support a takeout. I wouldn't get my hopes up too early yet.
Just yet. Okay, so Kwame, while we wait to see how that plays itself out, what's your stock pick right now?
Our stock pick for the day is Boohoo, a retailer. It's an online retailer, which basically plays in the e-commerce space. It's got solid structural growth. It's one of the fastest growing retailers in the market. It has had a bit of a difficult time, and that's mainly due to cost pressures that has faced as a result of the supply chain constraints. Mm-hmm. We expect that to ease, and we expect margins to recover. It's got a rock-solid balance sheet, and we think this is a good buying opportunity.
Let's leave it there. Kwame, thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Kwame Antwi from KOA Capital.